It's Tuesday, October 15th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. About 200 demonstrators protesting Israel's war in Gaza were arrested in a sit-in outside the New York Stock Exchange on Monday, police said. The reason we're here is to demand that the U.S. government stop sending bombs to Israel and stop profiting off of Israel's genocide against Palestinians in Gaza, said Beth Miller, political director of Jewish Voice for Peace, the group that organized the demonstration. None of the pro-Palestinian protesters got inside the exchange, but at least 200 made it inside a security fence on Broad Street, where they sat down and waited to be taken into custody. In other news, federal disaster workers paused and then changed some of their hurricane recovery efforts in North Carolina, including abandoning door-to-door visits, after receiving threats that they could be targeted by a militia, officials said, as the government response to Helene is targeted by runaway disinformation. The threats emerged over the weekend, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office said in a statement Monday that it received a call Saturday about a man with an assault rifle who made a comment about possibly harming employees of FEMA who are working in the hard-hit areas of Lake Lure and Chimney Rock in the North Carolina mountains. Authorities received a description of a suspect's vehicle and license plate and later identified him as a man from Bostic, a small community about 60 miles west of Charlotte. Sheriff's office officials said in a statement that the suspect, who was armed with a handgun and a rifle, was charged with going armed to the terror of the public, which is a misdemeanor. In world news, China employed a record 125 aircraft, as well as its Liaoning aircraft carrier and ships in large-scale military exercises surrounding Taiwan and its outlying islands Monday, simulating the sealing off of a key port in a move that underscores the tense situation in the Taiwan Strait, officials said. China made clear it was to punish Taiwan's president for rejecting Beijing's claim of sovereignty over the self-governed island. The drills came 4 days after Taiwan celebrated the founding of its government on its National Day, when Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te said in a speech that China has no right to represent Taiwan and declared his commitment to, quote, resist annexation or encroachment, end quote. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense said 90 of the aircraft, including warplanes, helicopters, and drones, were spotted within Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Back in the U.S., a man who was caught on camera posing as a utility worker to gain entrance to a Michigan house last week has been charged with murdering a man in a gruesome attack, prosecutors said Sunday. The suspect was arrested in Louisiana and charged with felony murder and 2 counts of unlawful imprisonment, Oakland County Sheriff's Office said Sunday. A second suspect was arrested in Michigan in connection with the homicide. Authorities released doorbell camera video showing the suspect and another man wearing masks and yellow fluorescent vests on Friday, asking for entry to the house in Rochester Hills, a Detroit suburb, claiming they were from a local energy company. "We're DTE, we're checking for gas leaks," the suspect said. The pair had a phony work order on a clipboard and fake ID badges, prosecutors said. And a historic mission to Jupiter's icy moon Europa has blasted off, marking the beginning of a decade-long endeavor to find out whether the moon is habitable. The uncrewed spacecraft is named Europa Clipper after the ships that crisscrossed Earth's oceans hundreds of years ago. Following a 1.8 billion-mile journey, it is expected to settle into orbit around Jupiter in 2030, where it will spend 4 years helping scientists assess whether Europa has the conditions necessary to sustain life. Fully deployed, the 100-foot-long Europa Clipper is the largest spacecraft ever built by NASA for a planetary mission. NASA considers the Moon, which is slightly smaller than Earth's Moon, to be one of the most promising places to look for life in our solar system, given observations from previous missions that its icy crust likely floats on a subsurface ocean with more than twice the water of all of Earth's oceans combined. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.